problem with him is the disregard and disrespect for black lives and all of the rhetoric that he spews that galvanizes.
What's an example?
The very fine people on both sides.
So I'd love to elaborate on that.
Now, you can say this is the thing. I can give you credit for being exceptionally smart and intelligent, or I can deal with you as though you are exceptionally dumb and unintelligent. But I can't hop back and forth and do both.
Yeah, let me expand on what I'm saying. I'm not an apologist for Trump. And what I'm trying to explain is you had the police and you had Antifa. And then you had the white supremacists, all these people who were going to have this event. And there are real white supremacists in this country, and that exists. But I could show you, if I had the time, where the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other organizations mm-hmm. have been caught going and not just infiltrating these groups, but creating them and hyping them up and finding mentally ill people to follow them over and over again. And I can tell you that of the five leaders of those groups, mm-hmm. I had a couple of them on to tell them they were feds.
Okay.
Those individuals, their parents all work for Obama and Hillary, mm-hmm. And they just a year before worked for Hillary, and then suddenly they're walking around in 1930s Nazi outfits doing all this, and then there's a big clash, and then, America can now fight with itself.